Hello, this is Maura.
Hi, Maura. Good morning. This is Alex. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. This is Forest Secretary. I'm calling about your property in Charlotte Avenue in Phoenix.
Yes.
Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I just finished class. Actually, I had my teacher, but I'm able to, actually, we just got an offer in at 75. Somebody agreed to 75 just this morning. I apologize, but and they would like to close in 10 days. I'm just reading my messages. I
Okay,
apologize.
no worries. Take your time. No, I just wanted to give you a quick call because Forrest said that you texted yesterday, but he just
For
saw
the
your
holiday.
text today. Yeah, he just saw your text. So I just wanted to give you a quick call and see if, if you'd like to move forward, or if I can schedule a call between you and him within the day when you're available.
Yeah. Well, I think, shoot, if these people are serious about it, I'm just, we've just had people make offers and then they pull out and so if these people are serious, but it wouldn't hurt to talk to Forrest. I mean, we had another, somebody came in with at 55. Somebody said 15, like
Oh,
15. Oh, so anyway, so I don't know if, yeah, I could talk to Forrest because if I feel like we need to always have a backup plan
yeah,
of
because
these things.
I just noticed that you've been trying to sell it for some time and the deal keeps falling through. So I just
Yeah.
wanted to know why, like, did they inspected the house and found out something, or they visited, or I just kind of wanted to know really the reason why. And I think Forrest wants to understand that too.
Sure. Well, we had an offer, and then the couple had a lot going on, like sickness in the family. So that was our, our first offer with this real estate agent. So that had to do with, family problems, and they lost their deposit, actually. They had put a
Okay.
$1,000
They put
deposit, but
it.
yeah, that was sickness in the family. And then another one, it was an inspection. They inspected it, but they did a high offer to get the loan. It had to do with like you would probably understand this. It had
Yeah.
to do with like a renovation loan or something. So they
Right.
had to make an offer that was above the asking price or something. I don't, you understand this, I don't understand
Yeah.
this, but anyway, so then they inspected it and then they just decided not to do
Never
it. So yeah, it's inspections because it is, it is an older house. It's a solid house, so it's quite solid, and it's big, it's huge. So I think so for this area, it's huge. So I think people just want a quick turnaround. They just want, they don't, there's other houses that are going to be faster to flip. So I think that's what it comes down to, is just the flippers want something that's going to be easier. And I don't blame them. So anyway, but it is a
Did they
beautiful
tell you
house.
why? Like, why? Like, after the inspection, did they tell you why? Like, I just wanted to understand why they didn't move forward.
I'm not, I haven't been privy to that. Those conversations because we have a real estate agent working for
Oh,
us.
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we've been quite transparent. There is a little leak in one of the roofs, but it's a new roof. It just, there's a teeny leak there. And there is a floor that has come, it was before my parents even bought the place 15 years ago and hasn't gotten any worse, but there is a floor that has come, there's like a hole where the flooring has come down. It's like something underneath, like the support has gave way, and there used to be like a stove there because there's a chimney right over that area, like a back away, back room. So but that, that was there when my parents bought it, 18 years ago. It hasn't changed
Been
at all.
vacant, right?
Well, yeah, and we cleaned it out. My husband and I took 2 years to clean it out because my parents were artists and had lots and lots of stuff and collections and things.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen this before. I think I've also talked to you initially, and then it was my colleague who were following up Sid in the past couple of weeks. So, and you said that you just got an offer for 75. Are they serious that they wanted to move forward, or of course I don't want it to push you into something. I wanted for you to get all the offers and all the opportunities that you can get.
Yeah.
So I mean, would you have you had the chance to talk to them in person or maybe over the phone, that one who offered you 75?
No, because this came in when I was in class. I was in
Oh,
class this
okay. Just
morning,
need
and yeah, it just happened at 9:30 this morning. The text came in. I hadn't even read it till you called. So they agreed to 75. They would like to close in 10 days. It looks like the realtor is getting all the documents over to the power of attorney, which is not me, and I do apologize. I was just like 55. They offered 55. I'm like, I don't think so, because Forrest had offered more, and then there was a couple others that had offered like between 70 and 74. So at
right, I
least
think
that
the
was the more.
offer, not sure, but just based on your text, I haven't had the chance to talk to Forrest. He was just sending me this message.
Right.
I think you agreed 72 or like yesterday. That's
Yeah.
what you said.
And that was my notes that I had taken, and just based on notes from months ago. So, hopefully this will work.
To well, let me see. If you're available today, can he, chat with you or give you a quick call, or what do you want to do? Do you want to talk to that other, buyer who offered you 75, or
Well, it looks like they're already moving ahead. I'm just the daughter who is close to the house and who's been keeping it up and mowing and all of that. I'm not like one of the decision makers. So it's
okay.
really between my sister-in-law, who is closer to, my mom is the owner of the house. So my
Right.
sister-in-law is the power of attorney, and they're up in Northern Virginia. I'm down here in Southern Virginia near the house. So it looks like they're already moving forward with this. I didn't
And you
know
said
if,
that they're going to close in 10 days.
yeah, that would be great for us. So,
10 days would be on October 24th if they're going to sign the agreement today, 24th or maybe 27th of October.
yeah, 24th, and it looks like the realtor is sending the documents over,
Agreement.
sending, yeah. So I don't know. They might change their mind and say, they don't want to do it. It's just I'm just getting cynical now about it. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, let me keep track of what's gonna happen. If anything happens, you can always send a text and we'll try to reach out. But for now, I'm gonna wait until next week. Let's say next week, because you said that they're gonna close for 10 days, so might give you a call on the 24th and see what happened and all that. But if that didn't push through, we're still, interested. You can text Forrest and call him anytime as well.
Okay. All righty. Okay. Thank you. Thank you
Well,
so
thank you,
much.
Tamara. Thank you. Have a good
Okay.
one.
You too. All
Bye.
right. Bye.